Stop going back and replaying the whole thing and asking yourself what ifs. Stop reliving all the regrets or the wrong decisions that you made because it's pointless. It's done. Whatever decision you make, it would lead to different outcomes and consequences that may or may not work for you. Wherever you are in your life was a product of both good and bad decisions. Hey there, and welcome to another season of Misconceptions. If this is the first time you're listening to the podcast, I hope you'll enjoy this, and please do check the other episodes out when you can. If you've been following this podcast, thank you, and welcome to Season 2. Season 1 was all about misconceptions or maling akala in our adulting phase. Whether it's our ACADS versus orgs, sacrificing sleep for productivity, personal branding, or having high standards on relationships, we've all discussed this in Season 1, but this Season 2, we are tackling decisions. Decisions that we made throughout our life, how do we make them, and what are the factors that we have to consider, and how has it affected us and our lives as we make those decisions. Decision-making is a huge part of our adulting life. When you're younger, your parents typically do those hard decisions for you, but there comes a time that you have to make those decisions yourself. To make a decision has always been one of the most difficult and frustrating things I have to do. There are a lot of people who can make decisions easily, and honestly, I am not one of them. It took a while for me to find my own formula to get to the decision-making process that I have now. But once in a while, we are all faced a decision that is hard to make, and we have no idea how to find the best way to do it. Oftentimes, these choices are linked with choosing a place to study, finding a job, attempting to understand your strengths and unique talents, finding yourself, and finding a spouse or leaving your home. So many decisions, right? Having said that, what a better way to start this season by talking about choices. When we make decisions, we often check our choices and assess our options at that point in time. But how do you choose? How can you decide what is right or wrong? Is there a right choice to begin with? On the flip side, if we have endless possibilities of choices, we end up getting so overwhelmed that we don't know how to choose. Why is that? I feel like we are so afraid to make a decision or a choice because we're scared to make a mistake. We're scared we'll make a decision that we'll regret, and we will deal with regret later. We all make choices in our lives every day, both knowingly and unknowingly. From simple decisions like what to eat for dinner or what to wear for work, or heavier ones like who to be friends with or whether to change our jobs. What I really want to point at is the choices you make today will definitely impact your life tomorrow. That job you hate, you chose to accept it. That big amortization payment each month you hate paying, you chose to buy that house. Likewise, the choices that we make affects other people as well. When we leave our job, the people left behind will have to take over our work. When we choose to have a kid, then you and your husband or wife's lives will also change. It all trickles down. This is an important reminder that you have control of what you do next. Even in the deepest, darkest moments of your life, you can still choose how you look at those situations and, more importantly, how you respond. But many times, we choose not to change. We don't feel like life is a choice. Why is this? There are possibly many reasons, but I guess the main reasons I could think of, first, we act in ways we believe will make us feel better. We would rather continue to eat unhealthily because even though we hate how our bodies look and how our clothes fit, eating foods we love brings us more comfort than putting in the effort of changing our diet and starting to exercise. Secondly, we put too much power into immediate pleasure. We want to feel good now. So we buy bigger houses, thinking it will bring us happiness. We buy all those impulse buys we have through our Lazada and Shopee Boodle. But this short-sightedness overlooks the long-term pain it could cause. Now there's a huge mortgage payment that you need to pay every month, or there's that credit card bill that you need to pay because you've shopped a lot during the Lazada birthday sale. Another thing we need to factor is the sunk costs. More often than not, we don't want to change or stop doing something because we have invested so much time and effort or even money into it. But in reality, they're all sunk costs. We think, sayang eh, dami ko nang nagawa dyan. Sayang, ang daming effort. I've put so much money into it already. Why stop now? But honestly, Is it really a waste? Or will it cost you more if you factor in your opportunity costs? You're thinking that if you stop now, sayang lahat ng ginawa mo, but in reality, it's just all sunk costs. But if you don't factor the opportunity cost of stopping now and using that money and investing it someplace else, or just really cutting down your losses, then you realize there's actually a bigger risk at play here. Don't let your sunk costs drag you further down. So your question now might be, how do I make that first choice in the first place, or how do I come up with that decision in the first place? There are a lot of formulas that you can follow, or a lot of steps that you can follow, but what I'm about to share is really what works for me, or what has worked for me. So for the purpose of just going through the entire process, let's use college applications or choosing the right university as an example. How do you make that choice? There are so many universities out there. Each will give you a totally different outcome and different possibilities. So what do I do first? First, you identify the problem or the decision that you need to make. Better to write it down if you want it. So in this case, I need to choose a college or I need to choose a university. Second is gather information. List down all the options and do a research of each university option that you have. What are the programs that they have? What are they good at? Are there any specific program or training that is uniquely available to a particular university that's not available to other universities? All those things. Next is to weigh in your pros and cons and basically think about your alternatives. For me, I typically put the table and write all the pros and cons for each available choices. That way I could clearly visualize what I need to consider, both what I can get out of it and also what are the consequences to that particular choice. It's really important to ask questions, do your research, and come up with a logical answer or decision. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it out of emotion, and that's a totally different story, the whole gut feel. But before you go to that kind of decision-making process, maybe you should think about these things more logically first. Identify if you're making this decision or you're leaning towards this decision or option because you want it for the right reasons and not just for emotional concerns or emotional purposes. Fourth is to try running scenarios in your head. Think of the possible outcomes. There are no guarantees to it, but at least you've thought about what each choice can bring to you. See what consequences you can live with. Lastly, the fifth one is to review your decision. After going through all the steps, make sure to review it, do it again, and see if you've missed out anything. Question your choices, just basically review it. So, it sounds like a long process, right? But what I want to emphasize is, while it's hard, you need to make a decision soon. Don't let the scenarios of what the outcome may be delay your decision making. Don't let it drag too much because oftentimes you won't have the luxury to drag it. You might end up losing an opportunity just because you're delaying that decision making. For example, University A is not going to wait for your results from University B before they want you to confirm if you want to enlist with them or not. Sometimes deadlines overlap. You're lucky if you'll have both results before the deadline. Likewise, Company A is not going to wait for your offer from Company B before they ask for your final answer. Honestly, the only way to find out the outcome of the decision is to make it. One thing we should avoid doing when making a decision is to try to predict the future. By all means, do your research and be as informed as possible, but don't worry about what you can't yet be certain of. That shouldn't stop you from making it. If that were the case, we would never resolve to do anything, right? You grow by realizing your mistakes, figuring out where you went wrong, and making adjustments so you don't make the same mistakes again. Just know that even if you do this, there are no guarantees in life. Following a solid decision-making plan won't guarantee you will never get into debt again, or never have your heart broken. No matter how much you analyze a certain situation and try to account for every possible outcome, you can never guarantee success. I guess your next question would be, is there even a right choice, or how do you get to the best choice? I've tried to think about this multiple times and over the years also experiencing this whole decision-making process, I've asked a lot of people, and I've always been thinking, what is the right choice? What is the best choice for me? And I've come to a conclusion that, there is no right choice or best choice, but rather there are choices for you and the best choice at that particular point in time. How is it different? A right choice for you may not be the right choice for others. And secondly, on the best choice, we assess our options, go through our research and our logical thinking before coming up with an answer. However, the decision we made today may not be the best decision for us years from now. Your decision to buy a small car at this point may be the best option for you given the cost and given that you're the only one who's going to be using it. However, years later, when you have a family, the car may not fit you and your family anymore. It was the best choice then when you bought that car, but years later, it's not the best choice anymore. You get what I mean? The same way when you try to apply for different jobs, it was the best option for you at that point in time. You may take up a job that offers a lot of money without, looking at the benefits in the package while you're still young. There's not much responsibilities from your end, and really, it's just really learning and about the money for you. But years later, when you have family, it might be more beneficial to take a job offer who may not pay you as much, but would offer you a medical expenses that would cover you and your family, or possibly other benefits that could benefit your family in the future. Again, endless possibilities, and we don't know unless we make our choice. There's no right choice or best choice, but there's a right choice for you and the best choice at that particular point in time. Whatever it is, it's still your choice. So, next would be, how do we make better choices then? I know there's no right or best choice, but how can we come up with a process and how do we make choices more effectively? So I guess there's this five tips I want to share. First is you choose based upon your consequences. I've discussed this earlier. Run possible scenarios in your head. Think about all the possible consequences of each outcome. Again, there are no guarantees, but at least you were able to visualize what you're about to expect and see what consequence can you live with, right? Or what consequences works best for you. Secondly, and we're gonna go more into economics, factor in the opportunity costs or the or what concept. I actually learned this from another podcast, Think Like an Economist, that whenever you do make a decision, as much as you don't want to be more technical about it, factor in the opportunity cost that you're losing by choosing that option. For example, when you are choosing between getting an MBA versus stopping from your current job, you're basically trading the income that you could get from your current job versus going to an MBA, paying for your tuition. You're hedging with the fact that in the future, you're gonna get more opportunities and better employability, etc., etc. If I don't choose this, then what's my next best option? What am I losing? Third is avoid seeking perfection in the choice itself. Instead, look for the perfection of a goal in the inevitable consequences of your decision. You're not perfect, neither is anything else in this world. So why do we seek perfection in the choices we make? How often do you get caught by fear or overwhelmed because we are so afraid of an imperfect decision? Be clear about your purpose, your values, and your priorities. And you'll find greater clarity around what to choose that will draw you closer to what you hold highest and dearest. Fourth is remember to avoid inaction through overanalysis. Ever heard of paralysis by analysis? While it makes a lot of sense to look at the numbers and make informed decisions, getting stuck into, the number of details that you need to consider could lead a lot of time wasted in the decision-making process. I've told you to gather your facts and your data, and that's really to have a more informed decision, but don't spend too much time on it. Oftentimes, our research and analysis is cleverly disguised as procrastination. If you're caught in doing your due diligence, make sure you don't stay there just so you don't have to make a choice. Remember, procrastination is a choice as well. Just be careful not to be overdoing that. Fifth, base your decision upon what is unchanging and not upon emotions, desires, or wants that are always changing. Look deeper in a more trustworthy source. I know I've asked you to go through like a more logical process, but your gut is something you also need to trust sometimes. That little small voice that, it makes you uncomfortable when you have your wants or needs, right? Sometimes you have to ask the question, do you really just want it now or do you really want it for the future or for the long-term basis? There are a lot of things that we may want just now, but we may not want in the future. Just make sure you base your decision upon what is unchanging or what is constant. So those are like overall 5 tips I could share. Next would be, you know, how do we live with our choices? You've done all the steps, you've done your research, congratulations, you made your decision. But that decision turned out to be wrong, or I mean, for you, it felt like it was wrong, and you realized that that outcome was not what you expected. What do you do now? Do you wallow in regret? Do you hate yourself? Well, the answer is a big no. You have to remember, decisions aren't irreversible. Don't feel just because you made the choice that you're bound to that choice for life. If you decide to study science, that doesn't mean you have to be a scientist. If you order a meal and don't like it, you don't have to order it again the next day. If you get a haircut and you regret it, your hair will grow again. We're all human. There's no perfect choice. We are bound to make a mistake and accept the fact that everybody has made bad choices, many bad choices in their lives, and that you are not unique in your poor decision-making at that point in time. As you become more aware of your consequences of your bad choices, do whatever it is in your power to correct your errors. Completely let go of anything you cannot control. Learn from your mistakes. Every mistake is a precious opportunity for us to grow. And don't waste a perfectly good opportunity to go on self-pity or despair. If anything, sometimes those mistakes take us to a new opportunity that we weren't sure we were capable of. Let's say you made a wrong decision and you can't take things back. Again, stop swimming in regret. You can of course feel bad for a while. It's perfectly human to feel bad about it. But don't stay in that regret for too long. Does go back to how you made that decision in the first place. I'm sure you've considered your options at that point, and going back to my point earlier, it might not be the best decision now, but it was the best decision then. You're not a fortune teller, right? It might be wise to buy a house before the pandemic happened because there was a real estate boom. They were offering you great promos or great opportunities. It was your best choice at that time. If you end up getting stuck now because of the lower market prices, it's not your fault. Pandemic happened. Things change. But it doesn't invalidate the decision that you made at that point in time. You made your decision, and you have to own it and live with it. Stop going back and replaying the whole thing over and over and over again in your head and asking yourself, what if? What if I did that? What if I chose something else? I shouldn't have done this. It's pointless. It's done. Unless you have a time machine, they're all sunk costs to you at this point. You have to know whatever decision you make, it will lead to different outcomes and consequences that may or may not work for you. You've seen it in movies, possibly, right? Where people go back in time and end up wanting things to go back to normal. They go through changing things and they realize, you know, what happened then was a better choice, apparently. Sometimes we just have to live with our choice and think that, really, that was the best choice available at that time that could give you the best outcome. Wherever you are in your life now, was a product of both good and bad choices. Now, as I try to end this whole episode, you've noticed I always ask my guests at the end of each episode what is a common misconception about them. This season 2, I want to add another question, focusing more on decision. So for this particular episode, the question would be, what made me decide to live with my choices? And this is where I start sharing, you know, personal experience. I'm an overthinker, you probably heard it in my other episodes. I've gone through all these decision-making process. A lot of choices I made, I did regret. A lot of the choices I made in the past, I wish I didn't. But what really helped me, and this is where my mindset is at this point in time, is I knew what decision-making process I went through when I made that decision or when I made that choice. And I know deep down, and this is what helps me feel better after, you know, replaying things in my head, is knowing that it wouldn't have been any better if I chose otherwise. Because at that point in time, I knew that was my best decision when I made that decision. Or I'm reminded of why I made that decision. It's because of this. It's because I couldn't live with the other decision back then. Things change over time, and that's where you try to adjust. Every day, you make hundreds of choices, from hitting the snooze button, to staying late at work, or even calling a loved one, telling them that, you know, you're thinking about them. All these decisions play out over the days, weeks, months, and even years in our lives to put us in the situation we are in this very moment. So if you want to be in a different situation, you need to first accept that life is all about choices. Then you need to understand that since everything is a choice, you can change your current situation. Next, you need to realize all your choices have consequences. And finally, you need to play out those choices and their consequences in your head so you can ultimately make better decisions for yourself. That's the truth that we must all embrace. Everyone has the power of choice. It's a critical part of our self-development, and in each and every one of our choices that you make shapes your experiences and brings you to where you are in your life. One of the great things about having the power to choose is that if you don't like the place you are in or in your life right now, you can change it, right? You're in the driver's seat, and you can actively and intentionally pursue different options for yourself. It's part of your decision-making on how to have a happy life or a more content life. My final tip would be Control, Alt, and Delete. You've probably used it multiple times in your computers, but what I want to impart to you as we end this episode is control your choices, alter your mindset, and delete your regrets. So what do I mean by that? When I say control your choices, I've basically shared this entire episode, right? Go through that process of decision making, think about all your options, think about all the consequences that comes along with it, and then you make your choice. Next is to alter your mindset. You have to change your mindset into thinking that whatever choice you made, it was the best choice that you have at that point in time. Stop second-guessing your choices. Stop thinking about the what-ifs. Just think that whatever happened, it's all part of a bigger plan. And lastly, delete your regrets. Whatever happens, if it doesn't work out for you, then you just do the entire process again. Make a different choice, right? Stop thinking about the regrets. I know it's easier said than done, but honestly, I've been through that, like what I've said. And what really helped me realize is there was a reason why I made that choice. And I need to live with that and own that decision that I made. And that's it. Again, Control, Alt, and Delete. I hope this episode was able to help you in terms of, you know, how to make a choice, how to form better choices or better decision-making process, and also how to live with them and hopefully delete all the regrets. Again, season 2 is more about decision-making or decisions that we need to make in our lives, whether it's when to seek help, to go further studies or not, what kind of internship to take, or when to move out, get a car, get a house, etc. So all the decisions that we need to make throughout our adulting life.
For the next episode, please watch out on our decision making on how to handle and manage our personal finances. I will be joined by the popular YouTuber Nicole Alba, so watch out for that next week.
That's it for today's episode of Misconceptions. If you enjoyed it, please share this online and with your friends. Don't forget to like our Facebook page, Misconceptions Podcast, and do follow us on Instagram at Misconceptions. See you in the next.